What editors are looking for in general is good, clear, practical articles that will help their readers. Okay. They're looking for articles on hot topics. Okay. If everybody at this conference is talking about, I don't know, whatever they're talking about, that's a hot topic, and it might be an article that we're going to be looking for something on. And articles that fill gaps in the magazine. Okay. I don't get a lot of articles on business English. I would like more articles on business English. Okay, so if anybody here is a business English teacher, that's a hint, a heavy one. I'm always short of articles on business English. I'm always short of articles on teaching young learners as well. Okay, so that's always a gap. What editors are not looking for? Articles that merely demonstrate how widely read the author is. No. Articles that ridicule teachers, students, or other writers. Now, I get an enormous number of these. Some of them are written in what the author obviously considers is a humorous style. Humour does not often translate terribly well in other cultures. So these don't go down too well. Some of the lovely ones I get are compilations of mistakes that students have made in their exam papers. Even worse, mistakes that teacher trainees have made in their exam papers. We're not out to send anybody out to make fun of people. You can cause enormous offence by publishing this sort of thing, and I'll be the one that gets all the nasty emails, so I tend not to do that. I might enjoy them in private, but I don't publish them. Articles that are essentially adverts for books, materials, or other products. We have a policy at ETP not to publish overtly commercial articles. If you have written a book and you wish to mention in your biodata the little bit of text that goes next to your photograph at the bottom that you've written a book, absolutely fine, but the article itself must not be promoting your book. And articles that say more about the author than the topic, we get quite a few of those. Okay, we're interested in your ideas. We're interested in you as a person, but not an article that's entirely about you and not really about the topic. And finally, because I will answer questions, good luck. Okay, and that's the website, in case you want to go and check out our archive. Okay, well, I've got about 10 minutes, and usually I find that people are actually more interested in asking questions than listening to me. So, if anybody's got any questions about publishing and getting published and articles, then I would be more than happy to answer them. Yes.